With his novel, The Intuitionist, Colson Whitehead made the kind of literary debut that most writers wouldn't even dare to dream of. Critics hailed Whitehead's novel as magical, groundbreaking, and starkly original. His second novel, John Henry Days, has just come out. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's good, but The Intuitionist is a hard act to follow.
Here's a literary puzzler for you. Are second novels ever as good as first? The only examples I can think of at the moment are from the 19th century, when publishers were more nurturing of developing talent. For instance, Dickens' Oliver Twist made more of a splash than his inaugural novel, The Pickwick Papers, and George Eliot's Adam Bede outsold her first novel, the snoozily entitled Scenes of Clerical Life. But in these tough times for literary novels, there's so much economic pressure to follow up quickly on a successful debut that lots of authors' second books feel rushed, halfway hatched. It's third novels that really determine whether or not writers are one-hit wonders. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with one-hit wonders. Emily Bronte and Margaret Mitchell are in that distinguished category. So let's reserve the grand critical pronouncements until Colson Whitehead's third novel. Because predictably, while his just-published second book, John Henry Days, is fine, it's nowhere near as magnificent as his first, The Intuitionist. What a wonder of a story that was! A sui generis tale about race and elevator maintenance that borrowed from the sci-fi and detective fiction traditions, but somehow wasn't of them. The only flaw with The Intuitionist was its ending. It sort of just trailed off. And that's where John Henry Days picks up. This is a novel that has almost everything. Brilliant style, humor, social commentary. Everything except a plot. Thus, it's an interesting book, rather than an incredible one. Whitehead, by turns, assumes the voices of the folk hero John Henry and the singer and actor Paul Robeson, as well as a crackhead, a Tin Pan Alley songsmith, and post office bureaucrats who've just attended a workshop called the Don't Be a Hero Urban Readiness and Preparedness Seminar. He does riffs here on the culture of celebrity, the death of the 60s, and black-on-black prejudice. In fact, a long riff he does on the sly purpose of hotel blackout curtains should be laminated and displayed in the Literary Riff Hall of Fame. But a novelist has to build up an awful lot of goodwill to get by on impersonations and riffs, and Whitehead doesn't have those kinds of critical creds hoarded up just yet. The anti-hero and primary voice of John Henry Days is named Jay Sutter. He's a young black freelance journalist, a member of an army of mooching mercenaries who'll cover just about any publicity event to nab the free food and t-shirts. Sutter has traveled to what he dismisses as a smudge town named Talcott in West Virginia, where the U.S. Postal Service has decided to unveil its new Folk Heroes stamp series. Why Talcott? It's the home of the legendary black railroad worker John Henry, a man of superhuman strength who wielded his hammer in a famous race against a steam drill and won, only to die immediately afterwards of exhaustion. Talcott is hosting a John Henry Days festival, and Sutter has shown up with his fellow bottom feeders to report the story. They amuse themselves by trying out different puff piece pegs, John Henry as a defiant alternative to the figure of the black man castrated by American society, John Henry as a proud worker resisting the dehumanization of the industrial age. Whitehead's novel tries out different pegs too, but commits to none. In fact, almost everyone in and everything about this book is so disengaged, it's hard for a reader not to just wander away. When a minor character goes postal at the end of the novel, I felt perversely grateful that at least someone felt strongly enough about something to pop off. Whitehead has an affinity for cramped Kafkaesque landscapes and predicaments. In The Intuitionist, the mystery plot tethered his book to a narrative and rescued it from the weightlessness of self-referentiality. In the plotless John Henry Days, all that's solid about the writing itself melts into air.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed John Henry Days by Colson Whitehead.